Good evening, Vancouver. All right. My name is Anita B., and this is the start of my show. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And normally I will start with a song without me speaking first, but I've decided to cue you all into what I'm doing here because this is my last show of the year. So Sam Squanch's Hideaway is my show. Anita B., I'm the host, and I play Canadian music, and I'm here until 8 o'clock. So today's the 23rd. We're cutting it so close to Christmas, and it's so exciting. Val is here. Val, of course, Val Cormier from her show, The Folk Oasis. Folk Oasis? The Folk Oasis. And she's just sitting here enjoying a drink and a sandwich. So she's my buddy. We have a good time together. So we're going to have a good time together tonight. And let me start off by telling you why I'm talking first. And that is because if you guys look in the Discorder magazine, which is actually over there. Hold on, let me go grab that. You can hear me walking across the room.
No, it's okay.
I didn't know where it was.
I'm like, oh no, it's just college radio. So we've had the best of the decade in Vancouver going on. So in reference to bands. So the top 50 bands of the decade. So that would be from 2000 to 2009. And check it out. If you go to band number four, Lady Hawk, which by the way, I voted as my number one band. You will see a write-up by none other than yours truly. Yes. Oh, there you go. My first little Discorder words put in there. I did have a photo a couple times. I have taken some pictures in the past. But yeah. So what I'm doing is I'm playing you all my top 10 personal best Vancouver bands of the decade. So I guess I could, instead of ruining it for you, because I know all four of you guys are just sitting on pins and needles to find out who was number six and number eight, I think I'll just play a song as we go. So we'll start with, I was going to start with number one. No, that's not fun, is it? Well, you can see how well I planned this one out. Okay, we're going to start with number 10. We're doing number 10. Even though I had number one ready to go and in the CD player. Okay, we're going to start with number 10. This is a band. Obviously, they're from Vancouver. Actually, Vancouver are one of the bands I've voted in the top 10 of the decade. This is a band called The Cinch. And they released this album. It's called Shake If You Got It back in the earlier part of the decade. So I'm guessing 03. And I am right. Look at that. 03. And The Cinch were a band who were awesome, and they played on the local scene a lot. They were a co-ed band, five piece, two or three girls. Actually, the drummer from Vancouver, her name is, what is it? It's here. Cece, of course. Cece, the drummer from the Oregon, ended up moving on to Vancouver. So I saw them tons and tons in the earlier part of the decade, and I was very disappointed that they did not make the top 50. What's wrong with the rest of the people who voted for bands? But hey, that's just me. Okay, so The Cinch are my number 10 best band of the decade, and yeah, here we go. So we are going to hear the song, how about the song Forwards and Backwards. That would be song number two from their album, Shake If You Got It. And keep listening because you will find out who my next nine top bands of the decade are. And I will tell you that I'm not neglecting the earlier part of the decade, because when I looked at the list that's in the Discorder and online at discorder.ca, it seems like people's memories of the decade are a little bit, well, short. Right? So it seems like there's a lot more bands that were in the last part of the decade, right? I mean, I guess it's just natural. That just is what happens with people's memory. So, yeah. So I definitely have a lot of bands here that were active in the earlier part of the century. Yes. Okay. So here we go. This is The Cinch, and the station here, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Yes. And we are located on the campus of UBC. And here's The Cinch. Oh. All right. That right there was mine, being Anita B from this radio show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. My number 10 best song of the decade. And I like to call this decade, Val, the O's.
The O's.
The O's. The so let's O's. Put on your mic. Val is here, my buddy Val.
No, that's interesting you bring that up because people.
What do you call it?
Am I on this one?
Yeah, I think I put on number one. Oh, I might want to turn it on. I cranked it up. Remember that TV, sorry, the radio show that was like Shvetty Balls? Remember like Saturday Night Live? Did you ever see that one with Alec Baldwin? Oh my God.
Yes, that's a classic.
It's a total
like
classic.
It's like NPR.
NPR, I love it. They're so funny. I just had a Shvetty Balls moment here. There you are. You look like you're over there and I'm just like, you got your like headphone on. And,
exactly.
And I'm just so used to doing my show alone. So it's kind of nice for you to be hanging out.
So anyway,
yeah, sorry.
The O's.
The O's, that's right.
People have been talking about, mm-hmm. well, what do we call this decade?
Yeah.
The aughts.
Yeah, oh, that's,
the
I heard that too.
Lame.
That's the, like, what's an aught? Where does that even come from? What's aught mean?
It just means it's another word for zero.
Is it really aught?
Yeah.
Really?
Not,
it means
aught. It's kind of like aught, not.
Yeah.
X's and aughts, noughts.
Not really?
X's and, I don't know.
I've just, so this last decade, can you hear yourself now?
Yeah.
Okay. So this last decade, I don't know. We're just calling it I'm calling it the O's because I want to.
Three.
Mic three.
There you go.
There we are.
That's better.
Look at this. I put
that's
the okay. wrong thing on.
Oh, okay.
This is what happens when you do a show once every 2 weeks. So you're twice as, twice as practiced as I am because your show is every Wednesday from 8 to 10.
Yep.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. So the year's coming to an end.
Yes.
The decade's coming to an end.
Yes.
And now what are you going to call the next decade?
Oh, the teens. I guess the teens, right?
Yeah, sure.
Can I tell you one of my pet peeves?
Sure, absolutely.
Now that there's somebody here.
That's why I'm here.
This is fun. Okay, so my pet peeves is when people call, I say the 2010 Olympics, they call it 2010. When people say 2010, they use all those extra syllables and breath to say 2010. I just think, no, it's 2010. Okay. Because were people really in the 1900s saying 1910? Maybe in 1910
probably.
They were. But to me, I look back and just say 1910.
Okay.
That's just, it's a pet peeve. It doesn't mean anything. It's not, they're not bad people for saying 2010, but it's just something that bugs me. Do you have any weird pet peeves, Val? Now that we're on here.
You know what? Guess what? Mm-hmm. It's Festivus, so this is good because we are airing our grievances.
Oh, we are airing it. Where's our
happy
aluminum
Festivus.
Pole?
Yeah, we need a pole and feats of strength.
Oh,
I think I'm
awesome.
Not into that. I'm too out of shape.
Oh, my God.
Too
that's
out of
awesome.
Shape, but I was telling someone for airing grievances. Mm-hmm. I have this... And we were just talking a bit about families, and, you know, everyone's got their little dysfunctional family stories. And relatively speaking, yes, mine's not too bad. But they do tend to wait until this week to decide who's having dinner where and whether they're going to invite me as if I can just put everything on hold. And, you know, come on, I'm not chopped liver. I have friends that have invited me. But, you know, you want to spend it with family. Anyway, so that's...
So where are you doing dinner? What's going on?
One of my brothers in Burnaby, and then I just talked to my sister in Burnaby, and she said, you know, you came, you called me too late, so you're
no!
Because she's doing hers,
she's on my naughty list, I'm sorry. That's rude. And she's your blood and flesh sister?
Yeah.
And okay, I'm sorry, you RSVP too late, or you just call, that's rude.
Well, she left me a message, I think, yesterday,
I'm
actually.
Sure she's listening, as if.
No, she's got, like, people from work coming.
Well, whatever, people from work.
And someone from, you know, and her spouse's good friend from Ireland and all that stuff, but fair enough. I think it's like, and then they have this afterthought, I hope Val's going to be, we should maybe think about inviting her.
Like my sister.
Yeah.
Who happens to be literally.
We'll see each other over the holidays.
Miles away.
It's not a big deal, but still. It's Christmas Day.
To me,
you know, because I get the people, you know, the workmates and the neighbors that they all know that, you know, that, well, they know I have family, but also family, both married. So, you know, they have to do the spouse thing, right?
Right.
they switch around. And so that was, you know, I'm just whining.
But you know what? You have reason to whine. That's a reasonable complaint,
There you go.
Let's just scrap the music and just like have a complaint. No, a complaints show. That would be so much fun. We can complain.
Yeah. Airing the grievances show.
We can complain to each other and have people give us their complaints and we'll just commiserate, or we'll just tell them that they're not valid complaints. That'd be funny. I think that'd be fun. What would we call ourselves? I don't know. Okay, anyways, back to the music.
You should get back to the music.
I should, shouldn't I?
You have awesome music planned.
Thank you, yeah. okay, so I am doing my top 10 of the decade. So number 10, again, The Cinch. I've been getting a lot of talk around them because I haven't moved forward. Okay, that was The Cinch. And I played something from their 2003 album called, I don't know, what was it called? Here it is. Shake If You Got It. Okay, on to The Notes from Underground. This is a band who are very active throughout the O's and super cool guys, a three-piece for most of their career. They are no longer. They played their last show, I think, a couple of years ago at the latest or most recent, whatever. So they were active throughout the entire decade, and they totally deserved a spot in the Discorders top 50. I'm so sorry. Sorry, guys. The Notes from Underground. I'm giving you some props. Okay, so we are going to hear this song from their album that was released in 2002, which is called, it's self-titled, The Notes from Underground. We are going to hear the song Maze of Me, and this is the one where, hey, by the way, hey, Val, you know the Evaporators, don't you?
Oh, yeah. The Evaporators.
Well, the drummer, the now drummer, Sean Mrazek.
Yeah.
He was a drummer in the Notes from Underground.
Cool.
I know. How cool is that? And he sings this song. The song is called Maze of Me. And I love this song. And I quite like Sean. Not like that. I am married. And all the guys in the band. There was Sean. And then there's Johnny. And then there was, what's his name? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. How embarrassing. And then there was, the other guy. Of course,
his name's not on.
Jeff, of course, Jeff. Sorry, Jeff. Super cool guys. Anyways, The Notes from Underground, make it, on my list, number 9, top of the decade. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
make it.
Robosexuals, Vancouver's own Robosexuals. They, on my list of Vancouver's top bands, ranked number 8. And this is not just of this last year. Mind you, they're inactive. But this is of the last decade. So, in case you've just tuned in, my name is Anita B. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And my show is all about Canadian music. And this is my last show of the year. And as per requested, the Discorder editor has asked a whole bunch of different, I guess, musical people in the city to give the top 10 list of the decade. And I have produced my top 10 list of the decade, and I actually got a band written about. I wrote a little article about one of the bands. So if you look at the Discorder in print or online, check out the number 4 best band. That was my number 1 band. Okay, but anyways, so let's get back to where I am here. So I have just finished counting down from 10. My top 10 best band of the O's, as I'm calling them, is The Cinch. This is a local band, of course. My number 9 best band of the O's is The Notes from Underground. And I'll tell you, people, you might think number 10, that's it. No, it was hard. It's really tough. So I think anybody who makes this top 10 list has got to be really damn good. Number 8 is The Robosexuals. We just heard Women and Men from one of my favorite local albums, and that would be Mistakes Enough for Everyone. That was released, I think, in 03, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. Okay, so we've just heard the bottom 3 of my list of 10. So The Robosexuals ranked at number 8. And coming up next is a Mint band. Their first album, this next band we're going to hear from, their first album is, I'm going to play something from, it's called Losing It, Losing It, Losing It. And it's a good album. And then for their second album, they actually got signed to Mint Records. So lucky girls, lucky gals, not lucky. I guess they're talented. So they've deserved it. They've earned it. I'm talking about Vancouver. So they are my number 7 top band of the decade. This is Vancouver. They are out of Vancouver, of course, as is everyone on this list. So their second album, which is called, I think it's something with Tuxedo. Tuxedo something, which I could not find, by the way. Somebody has stolen it, I think, from the CD library or something. But that was a Mint Records release, and they're still on Mint. So good for them. Okay, so Vancouver. I'm going to play us something from the album called Losing It, Losing It, Losing It. This album was released back in 06, and Vancouver is a band of 4 gals, local gals, who just rock, basically. This album also was recorded at The Hive, which is really cool. I know The Hive quite well. Recorded by Jesse and Colin. So, yeah. And Vancouver is Eden, Becca, Megan, and Cece. And they've been around for a while. They've been around, I'd say, for the better chunk of the decade. And we are going to hear song number 2. And it is called Kids at School. And I hope you guys love these guys, because I do. I think they're amazing. And they have earned a spot at number 7. Now, let's compare my list to the official compiled list of all the, I think, 22, you know, people who've you know, contributed to the list. Sadly, and weirdly enough, Vancouver only ranked at number, where were they? Vancouver. They were like, I don't know, I want to say like 36 or something. Yeah, Vancouver, 36. 36? Come on. SNFU beat you at number 34? No offense to SNFU, but really? SNFU beat you at number 34? I'm thinking SNFU's big heyday was not this decade. That's where I'm going with that. And, whatever. Okay. I'm not going to diss any other band, but here we go. Vancouver. You are listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 FM. And this is my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm Anita B. And Vancouver, number seven best band of the decade.
Stewie. Hey.
Hey there. So, it's been 24 hours. Got my money?
Oh, you know what? Just give me till next Friday. I'll have it for you.
Oh. Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn I said have it today.
Yeah, I don't have it. Sorry.
Oh. Well, all right then. That's good, OJ. Yeah, that hurt. That hurt.
What the hell?
Yeah, it feels so good.
Thank you to all the donors who pledged their financial support during the CITR on-air fund drive. We are moved by your generosity, and thank you for enabling us to purchase new equipment and improve our programming. Do remember to stop by the station, pay your pledges, and pick up your prizes. We look forward to meeting you anytime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Thank you again for your amazing response. Listen to our happy voices on the air, happier after we purchase new equipment for our studios. Thanks again.
You got till 5 o'clock. You hear me? You got till 5 o'clock.
You freaking psychopath!
Clean yourself up.
Ow! Oh! Ah, yes! Yeah, yeah!
Hi-ya! You're listening to C.
Ooh, yeah!
I.
Hi-ya!
T. R.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time. Ah, yeah.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
That was The Organ, and I have ranked them number 6 of the top bands that are local of this past century. Did I say century? I meant to say decade. Yes, and that's so dramatic sounding, of the century. Yeah, so The Organ, of course, are a band out of Vancouver, as are all the bands, because that's what this is all about, the top bands of Vancouver of the last decade. And they consisted, past tense, of 5 girls, all girl band. And they kind of hit the scene around, I don't know, I'm thinking around like 02, 03 at the very earliest. Let's see if I can even see. Maybe this album tells you what year it was almost. Yeah, around there. And I just played us the song, by the way, Sinking Hearts, which was the title track of that album. So... The Organ, of course, led by none other than Katie Sketch. And there was Shelby, Deborah, Ashley Weber. I think she was only in the band for the first part, and then Katie's sister was in the band. And then Jenny Smythe. Yeah. Very, very cool band who are no longer. They broke up a few years back. And Katie, last I heard was, I don't know, someplace on the other part of this globe doing modeling. Yeah. Cool, huh? Okay, that was the organ. My number six ranked band of the last decade. All right. That means we have five more bands to go. Let me recap what we had. And by the way, let me first tell you that my name is Anita B. And this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I play Canadian music every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. And the station here is CITR 101.9 FM. Okay, so we started our countdown with The Cinch at number 10, The Notes from Underground at number 9, The Robosexuals at number 8, Van Cougar at number 7, The Organ at number 6. Now we're coming up to the top 5 of the last decade. All right, we've crossed over into the upper half of the list, and that would be none other than, drum roll please, The Evaporators. Yes, I have ranked The Evaporators as number 5. And who doesn't love The Evaporators? I mean, really, like, they're just so amazing. Their live show is a spectacle. Maybe that's the best way to put it. I'll just leave it at that. It's a spectacle. And The Evaporators, of course, are led by none other than our own CITR Friday afternoon DJ, Nardwar, the human serviette. And they just played CITR's Fun Drive wrap-up party, which was at Wise Hall. That's right. Okay. Love them. Love them. The Smugglers. Did I say The Smugglers? No, the Evaporators. Okay. So I've got something that's new from the Evaporators, which is awesome, which is killer. And sadly, I've put the CD in, and there's nothing on the sleeve of the CD, if you want to call it that, that tells me the names of the songs. Okay, so I took the CD out, and this is actually a split CD with Andrew WK with Evaporators, and it's called A Wild Pair. I love Andrew WK too, by the way. I'll have some time. I'll play something from Andrew WK later on. So we're going to hear, of course, The Bombs in My Pants. This song has been in my head for a while. Nardwar is just such a nut bar, man. He's just awesome. Okay, so we're going to hear The Songs in My Pants, and this comes from my own very personal top 10 list of the 2000s, or the O's as I'm calling them. The Evaporators, coming in at number 5. Okay, so this is off the new split CD with Andrew WK. This is The Bombs in My Pants, and the station here, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Ooh.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Different, different.
right, that right there was the Smugglers. The Smugglers who originated out of, I guess, West Vancouver. And we heard something from their album, Mutiny in Stereo, which was released back in 04 on, I'm sure it's Mint Records. Let me just double check. I can't see it not being Mint. Oh, yeah, it's a split. It's a split with Mint and Lookout Records. There you go. Which is has been the case for some of those bands. Okay, so that was the Smugglers. And the significance of me playing them just now was that I ranked them as my number four top band of the 2000s. Or of the O's, whatever you want to call the decade. Just to recap, many of us people at CITR, as well as other writers for zines and whatnot, were asked back when to rank our top local bands of the last 10 years, and I did so. So let me tell you how my list goes. So I've been going backwards from the list. I've been counting down. I played something from The Cinch, number 10. Number 9 was The Notes from Underground. The Robosexuals clocked in at number 8. Vancouver was number 7. Number 6 was The Organ. Number 5 was The Evaporators. And number 4 were The Smugglers. And yeah, there you go. The Smugglers. They had their this last album, which again was called Mutiny in Stereo, was released in 04. And if you've ever been to a Smugglers show, you would know why they're so good. They, just like The Evaporators, like their peak performance, if you want to call it that, is their live show. Their CDs are killer to begin with. Like, they're very awesome. Very awesome. But their live shows are their bread and butter. They are what makes them, I thought, number 4 on my list of the top 10. And they were another band that whose heyday was in the earlier part of the decade. But that's okay, because if you know the Smugglers, I mean, hello, they have to be somewhere in the top 10. But let me go back to the CITR, the compiled list, where the editor, Jordi Yao, has taken all of the bands that were rated and has ranked them in the top 50. And I think the Smugglers only ranked, like, I don't know, like 40. I'm looking through the list right now. I'm thinking it was only 40, which is really a shame, because, yeah, number 40. I mean, come on. They were so much better, like, heads and tail, like, or head over heel. I don't know. I can't. I've had half a beer. Val's in the house, and she gave me half a beer. She's giving me a beer, and I'm just like, I never drink when I do my show. So I'm getting kind of goofy. But they are just leagues above probably all of those bands, let's be honest. I have some frustrations with this top list. Anyways, that was my ranking. The number 4 ranking was the Smugglers. There you go. That means there's 3 more bands to go until we hit the end of my list. My name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. The station is CITR 101.9 FM. We are located on the campus of UBC. Yes, we are. And by the way, coming up in 42 minutes is Val's show. My good buddy here, Val Cormier. Her show runs from 8 until 10, and it is called Folk Oasis. And if you like folk music, and but you know, her it's like folk with an edge. That's my sort of caveat or whatever. So Folk with an Edge, 8 till 10. Listen to it. It's good. And then from 10 until 11, your host is Caroline M. with her show, which is Sexy in Van City. And her show is all about sex from 10 until 11. So you have to stay tuned. Okay, now, number 3. I can't believe how quickly we made it to the top 3. Okay, I must have the CD in already. So I am talking about Black Mountain. This is a band who are killer. And I ranked Black Mountain number 3. Just mostly on the actual CDs, like their songs, nothing really live, because let's be honest, the last half of the decade, I personally have not been going out much because I have a couple kids and yes. But when I first heard this song, and by the way, this album is on Jag Jaguar, which is out of Bloomington, Indiana. And if I'm not mistaken, Bloomington is either the birthplace or the place where John Cougar Mellencamp was raised in Indiana. I happened to, in the 80s, be a massive John Cougar Mellencamp fan. Okay, but back to Black Mountain. Back to Black Mountain. They are my number 3 band here, Black Mountain. This song that I'm going to play right now is from their first EP. Let me count the songs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8. Yes, it's an EP. It's got 8 songs. And it is called Modern Music. And I just, when I first heard the song, was like, wow, okay. I love these guys, Black Mountain. There you go. My band number 3 of the decade. You are listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 FM on the West Side in Vancouver.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, another pump explosion. 1, 2, 3, another hit recording.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Our horse was maimed, running wild in the freeway. Man was killed, standing still in his doorway. That song was playing real sad.
No way.
Oh, that song was playing real sad.
No way.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, another pump explosion. 1, 2, 3, another.
There you go. That was my number 3 top number the third best band. Let's go over there. The third best band of the last decade in my eyes, Black Mountain. There you go. We heard the song from the album, which is self-titled, Modern Music. Okay, now we are moving on to number 2. So number 2 I have chosen as being the New Pornographers. And by the way, my name is Anita B. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and the station here is CITR. And I now have to pick which New Pornographers song I want to play us. I have 2 New Pornographers CDs in my hands. I have Electric Version and Mass Romantic. And these are, of course, Mint record releases. And when I say of course, I use that term loosely because the last album was actually on Matador. So, and interestingly enough, Dan Behar is no longer in Vancouver and neither is Carl Newman. So Carl is in Brooklyn. He's a happily married man living in Brooklyn. So Mass Romantic, first of all, was released back in 2000, way back in 2000. And Electric Version was 03 on, they're both on Mint. And I think I'm going to play us, how about The Slow Descent into Alcohol? Well, I play that all the time. How about the Electric Version? We'll play the title track off of their 03 release. That's what we'll do. And yes, the New Pornographers have made it as number 2 on my list of the top 10 bands of the O's. And in the Discorder here, They ranked as number one. So good for them. So that is a band that came close to being what the consensus considered them. All right. So here we go. Without further ado, this here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is The New Pornographers, and we are going to hear the song The Electric Version. There you go. That was my own personal number two best band of the decade. Me being Anita B from Sam Squanch's Hideaway, which is one of the Canadian music shows here at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Okay, so let's move on to numero uno. Number one. Eins in German. All right. And I am talking about, drumroll please. Very excited. Lady Hawk. Love Lady Hawk. Love them. They are just... they are, I don't know, the cat's meow. They are the bee's knees. They are my number one ranked band of the last decade. That's 10 years, man. And Lady Hawk didn't even form until it was 04, if I'm not mistaken. So they got together at 04. These are guys who are originally from Kelowna, but did form in Vancouver. So I've read some articles, I've been following up on the Lady Hawk, and from what I understand, they're all in different bands out in Kelowna. They are a four-piece, all guys, and yeah. And the deal with Lady Hawk is, from what I remember reading, is that they were members of an assortment of, like, Kelowna bands, like I said. One of them being Alpha BMX. I swear to God, I remember, we actually, my husband and I actually have... I think we lost it, sadly enough, but we had a compilation of Kelowna bands, and I remember one of the bands being Alpha BMX, and one of the guys in the band was an Alpha BMX. And as I was, like, digging through, I don't know, many, many outdated, just old, like dusty CDs. I couldn't find it, which is a total shame. But anyways, here we go. Number one in my books, Lady Hawk Shots is the name of the album I'm going to play the song from. And in case you're curious, the compiled overall average that Lady Hawk got ranked by everybody was number four, which is not bad. Number four, best band of the year as ranked by the Discorder, which is pretty, did I say year of the decade, which is awesome. Good for them. Very, very, very good for them. Okay. So, I'm going to play something from, their 08 release, which is on Jag Jaguar. And I'm going to play us my favorite song of theirs, which is called I Don't Always Know What You're Saying. These guys just, they just look like such fun party guys. Like, I want to be their friends, you know. Can I hang out with you, Lady Hawk, please? If you ever need a bass player, hey man, I'm available. Well, maybe not so much, but I would drop a lot of my commitments to being Lady Hawk. Yes, I would. Okay, so we're going to hear I Don't Always Know What You're Saying, and the station here, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Oopsie-daisy. Oh, why is it not playing? Am I having problems here? Okay. Much better. And that completes it. That is my top 10 list of the best bands of Vancouver of the last decade. So that would be considered the O's in my book. And that was Lady Hawk, Lady Hawk, Lady Hawk, Lady Hawk. I love you guys. As I last saw, I looked them up recently, and I think they're on tour, if I'm not mistaken. They're out, or they were at least, doing like Toronto, Ontario. So yeah, good for those guys. They are representing. And this last album was actually recorded in Kelowna. It was by Colin Stewart. Look at that. You know, I knew that there was a Hive connection there. So, because I knew that they had recorded this album in a semi-abandoned house, like a house, a really old house that I don't even think had plumbing. And I think it might have been like an art gallery for some friends, close to, supposedly right behind the whole mass of buildings that would be the strip mall that predominates Kelowna. If you've ever been through Kelowna, it's like one giant strip mall, basically. And these guys, of course, being from Kelowna, so they recorded this album there at this old house. And but it says right here it was recorded by Colin Stewart, which is really cool. So Colin must have gone out to Kelowna to do this album with these guys. Colin being one of the guys at The Hive, one of the recording engineers, one of the producers at The Hive. So the two main guys are Colin and oh God, where's my head? Colin and Jesse, of course, Jesse Gander. You know, every time I set myself up like that, I fail. I'm like, one of the two, and I'm like, that means I have to say who the other one is. No. So Colin and Jesse are the coolest guys ever. They are The Hive guys out in Burnaby. And I have been in a band that was recorded by sadly an unreleased album, which has me double thinking why it's unreleased. Hell, I should just bring it to the station here to CITR. Yeah, so like 5 years ago, I was in a band called Clover Honey, by the way. And we recorded an album with those guys, and it was, they did an awesome job, but it's unreleased. We never did anything with it, which is a total crying shame. But back to Lady Hawk. Who cares about me? So Lady Hawk, my number one band of the decade. Awesome. Okay, that gives us 22 minutes for me to just play whatever I want. We're going to move on over to some Christmas music, because who does not love canned ham? Really? Who doesn't love canned ham? And I got a quick little canned ham story to tell you. And speaking of canned ham, actually, that would be Stephen Ham. So there's Big Ham and Little Ham. Okay. Oh, my phone's ringing. Lovely. Thank you. I'm on air. So there's Big Ham and Little Ham. So Big Ham happens to be Stephen Ham. And Little Ham happens to be, what's his name? You know, Robert Dayton, of course. Robert Dayton is Little Ham. And it's just the two of them. And my husband, a couple of years ago, was selling a guitar. And we were living in a house in East Van, a different house in East Van at the time. And who comes into our house but big old Big Ham? He's so tall. He's a big, big, massive guy. Very tall, and in walks, and I'm in the kitchen, and I hear this voice, and I'm like, wow, that sounds just like somebody I know. And there's Big Ham, who's there. I don't know if he bought my husband's guitar, but he was there, and it was just so cool. And so at that point, 2 years ago, he basically just gave me the CD, and he's like, oh, you do a show, and here you go. So I was personally given the CD by Big Ham. And Big Ham is the bass player in The Evaporators. Yes. Do not mistake him for not being the bass player in The Evaporators. He is the bass player in The Evaporators. There we go. Okay. I'm going to play us many songs off this album, which is called Sincerely Christmas. That was released just over 2 years ago. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's so killer. And we are going to hear just many songs. So why don't we start with, let's see. How about we start with Sexy Elf? Because that one just is good. And this whole album is just crazy good. I mean, yeah. Okay, here we go. Canned Ham and Friends. My name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. The station is CITR 101.9 FM, and we are located on the campus of UBC here in Vancouver, BC. Okay, Sexy Elf from Canned Ham and Friends.
just fellow star kids. Can hear you coming from the other side of the mall. The boys at the Orange Julius Sun will never get you.
Okay, that right there, of course, was Canned Ham. We are going to continue to hear more from this awesome album, which is Sincerely Christmas. We just heard Sexy Elf, so let's move on. And let's hear, how about Hamster Ham? Hamster Ham, which is song number six. Song number six. Three, four, five. Good. Here we go. It's called, we're going to hear...
Merry Christmas, full ham.
Ooh. Merry Christmas, big ham.
I got you a present.
I got you something, too.
Wow, really? Thanks.
Hey, let's have a race to see who can open our presents the fastest.
Okay, one, two, three, go!
Oh,
wow! Wow!
What did I get you?
You got me the gift of friendship. Thanks.
Hey, and oh my goodness, you gave me the gift of being grateful for what I already have.
You're welcome.
With batteries.
Yeah, so you can play with it right away.
Aw, let's do this.
All right, let's play with our toys.
Oh, wow.
Oh, hey, Hamster
Ham. Hi, Hamster Ham.
What are you doing?
Just playing with our toys.
Playing with our toys.
Well, it doesn't look like playtime to me.
Oh, it's Christmas.
Look at this place. There's wrapping paper all over the floor.
Well, squeeze our toys.
Honestly, I'm disappointed at you guys. Christmas is about being responsible and picking up after yourself, not about shirking your responsibilities.
We're having fun.
Pick that stuff up right now. Let me sing you a song.
Yeah, all right.
You can't play with your presents till you clean up this mess. Get that wrapping paper off the floor. No one here is celebrating Christmas unless Big and Little Ham do all their chores. So brush your teeth before the sugar plums dance in your head. And don't
Yeah, right. A lot. Thanks, Hamster Ham. I learned lots.
And I hope you do have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Just make sure you do it responsibly.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, see you later.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Yeah. Jeez, what a drag.
What a killjoy.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the things you see dancing, guess you better find your way back home.
Yo, you know what's coming up next on the album?
What's coming up next on the album?
I'll tell you what's coming up next on the album.
What's coming up?
You tell me what's coming up.
Okay, I'll tell you what's coming up. We're counting down to one of the top 10 moments in hip-hop.
That's what's coming up.
Big and Little Ham,
dating Dolphus and Penis in all the land.
Ivan Hrvatska, sexy Croatian,
spreading the love in every nation.
And Funny Man Neil with all his work,
Mr. Hamburger knows what goes down at work.
And Bobo Jasmine, the heroic monkey,
and Hamster Ham, Bebo's responsibility.
And the three big players from the faraway hoods
who come to my crib to lay on the good,
like gold that I use to make my bling,
and myrrh to alleviate my diaper rash sting.
Smell of frankincense really helps to relax me.
Yo, can Ham, is they something you wanna ask me?
LBJ be in the house. LBJ, that's who. LBJ's in the house. I said LBJ.
With my skill and a surgeon,
it's mean nothing when your ma is a virgin.
Like that plug Caesar thinks he's living the largest.
Trying to bury LBJ in Roman charges.
I'm the son of God, the model of perfection.
I'm the reason that the calendar changed direction.
So listen to my words and forget all the others.
Peace out on the earth and goodwill to the brothers.
LBJ be in the house. LBJ, that's who. LBJ's in the house. I said LBJ.
Yo, Jesus. Yo, Jesus. Yo, Jesus. Yo, Jesus. Yo, Jesus.
they open on Christmas?
Forage so you can gorge. Tis the season, gluttony. No rhyme or reason, it's just the season. Gluttony, gluttony. Who's the saint of that sin? Give me, gimme, and a whole lot of gimme more. Hear the chimes in harmony, listen to the gimme choir. Tis the season, gluttony, no rhyme or reason, it's just the season. Gluttony, gluttony, who's the saint of that sin?
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and we have 7 more minutes until Val is on with her show, which is Folk Oasis. That would be Val Cormier. And Val is here. She's just about to go on very soon. And I was just telling her, there's this awesome movie that I saw earlier this year. It's called Defiance. And we were just talking because we're both half Eastern European. Is that a good way of putting it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she would have her. Is it your mom? I guess Cormier would be your mom. So she's half Polish.
Not my mom. No, Cormier's my dad.
Oh, Cormier. No, but I meant to say the Polish part. The Polish part would be your mom.
My mom.
Yeah, your mom.
My mom is
yeah,
Polish.
And my mom is Eastern Slovak. So very and close to the Polish border. And so all we say to all of our Slavic friends is Nostrovia. Hey, there you go. Clink, clink, clink. And that's my mom too. So my mom, and then my dad's side is German. That's where you get the Binder or Binder, whatever you want to call it, which actually has a huge chance of being Jewish as well. But I'm not of the Jewish persuasion. But if you meet a Binder out there, there's a 50% chance that they're Jewish. Because I found a book on names and I looked at my name and apparently 50% of the Binders are Jews or Binders. And Cormier, French, I'm guessing.
Yep.
Yes.
Canadian.
French Canadian. So is your dad actually from Quebec?
Yes.
Wow. Cool.
Absolutely.
That's why you like to party. You've got a French Canadian dad and a Polish mama. And there's Val over
That's
there.
It.
And look at me. When I went to actually visit my relatives over like back in 85 in Slovakia. At the time it was called Czechoslovakia. And you should have seen my relatives, Val. Oh my God. They're like the one guy. They're so funny. The one guy, the head of the sort of family, was one of the head communists in the town. So he was like the party man. He was like this totally rotund, little short, fat guy. And he drank vodka like I've never seen anybody drink in my life. Like, it was so funny. But he was like special because he was like the head communist guy. So we were special kind of, you know, relatives. I tell you. And it was crazy back then when you saw like the cops would pull you over if you drove through their territory with like German license plates. They would question you. They would like, I remember communism at its at like I was 14 at the time. I was almost 15 and going into a communist. Have you ever been to Poland?
No,
by the way, okay,
never been to the
probably similar to the Slovak experience. Sure. So they would have, okay, check this out. So they have, you walk into a store, and at the time I was totally into Benetton, like whatever. So it's like mid 80s. And it was all about the Benetton sweatshirts with like the big thing. I was like in grade, going into grade 10, whatever, grade 9. And so you go to a quote unquote store, and it's like glass display cases with like two really fat like Slovak ladies who sit on chairs, and you walk in and you're like, where's the stuff? Or you ask them to show you things, and they're totally lazy. They don't do anything because everybody in the communist regime has a job, apparently. Everybody gets work. They do. There's no unemployment. So you get a job. Am I going to show you anything? Not really, because I really couldn't move my big, fat, you know, babushka-headed ass over to see you, right? And it's just, it was amazing. And I'd be like, oh, and they were so rude to you, and they were so mean, and it was just such an awful experience. Don't ever shop in a communist country. Yeah, and then what else did I? Oh, I had some pretty interesting experiences.
I'm amazed they even had a Benetton.
Well, no, it wasn't Benetton. Here's the deal. Oh. It was one of their communist-sponsored stores that maybe brought in maybe like one or two Benetton sweatshirts, right, sort of deal. But no, they didn't have Benetton stores. And then it gets better. Do you want to hear about the music?
Oh, yeah.
In the okay, communist bloc country at the time. So I'll tell you, it was 1985. So at the time, I was into totally like Bryan Adams. Okay, so I was into Bryan Adams, Cuts Like a Knife, that album. And what else was I into? A few other kind of lame things. So we go over there, and everyone was like, you have Bryan Adams, like the real stuff? And I'm like, yeah. Like, here's my cassette, of course, the tape. And they are shocked because the music that they had at the time in Slovakia or Czechoslovakia was not the real artists. It was the communist people who recorded the music on behalf. So, okay, work with me on this. So, for example,
put the lyrics into
exactly, they did not have real Michael Jackson, because I think my sister had a Michael Jackson tape at the time, and everyone was shocked and like, oh my God, you have real Michael Jackson. You could go to their stores, their little pathetic stores that have very few things and you got no service, and you could buy, finger quotes, Michael Jackson, but it was like some Slovak person singing it, no joke, all with a little bit of an accent too, to make it that much more, you know, intriguing. And